Hello, and welcome to Get In We're Going Healing, a place where we talk about mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being to help you let go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, greatest, and most authentic self. My name is Tova, and I will be your guide. So today, I would like to talk a little bit more about the twin flame journey. So I did an episode back in, I think, November of last year, still season three of the show. And I did talk about twin flames and the twin flame journey. At the time, things in my union were not so awesome. They were okay, but they are not like where they are now. So I want to share a little bit more about this. There is a lot about twin flames that people get wrong. There's a lot about it that is wrong, that is perceived incorrectly by society as a whole. So I want to share a little bit more about what this journey is, how to work through it, and where you're at. So twin flames, as I mentioned in the first episode, are two souls who are the same soul but split in half. Think like identical twins. Okay, so I am also an identical twin. Also the sign of Gemini. Lots of twins in my life and in my circumstances. So identical twins being one egg that is divided into two and becomes two separate people, right? Twin flames is one soul divided into two separate people in the same way. So you carry the same soul frequency is how it's put. You are the same soul, you are the same person, but you are in different bodies. One of those souls will embody the divine feminine and the upper three chakras, meaning connection to divinity, connection to intuition, and communication. The other twin, usually whatever one has the more masculine energies, will be connected to the lower three chakras. Root chakra of stability, intimacy, and self-confidence. And then everybody meets at the heart. Everybody connects through the heart space in the center. So twin flames are meant to be one embodying the upper chakras, one that embodies the lower chakras, and then everybody meets in the middle and it creates one whole. That's the two souls meeting together and becoming one continuous soul. I mean, you're your own soul, but your soul recognizes that piece of itself in that other person. That is why for many twin flames, when you meet, there's the zing, like they talk about in Hotel Transylvania, when you zing with your partner, when you just know, like you meet them and it's just like an electric, you know. That is the zing. That is your soul recognizes a piece of itself in the other person, recognizes them. And so the zing. Now, what is the point of all of that? So the purpose of a twin flame, as I mentioned in the previous episode, is your twin flame mirrors to you the things that you need to see in yourself, the blind spots you carry in yourself, the areas of your personal development that you don't really look very closely at. Your twin flame will reflect that to you in their actions, words, behaviors. And its purpose is so that you begin to see those things and start to work through them. The purpose of a twin flame relationship is to heal you to being your greatest, most authentic, whole version of you without all of the other garbage that people handed to you and made yours, but it was never yours anyway. Your twin flame teaches you how to be your true, genuine soul, your real self. Without the masks, without the acts, without the trauma, without any of that stuff. But in order to get rid of those things, you're going to have to see them. And in order to see them, they have to be brought to your attention. Your twin flame will bring them to your attention. It's not like they just magically know. It's that they will embody the things that trigger those things in you, so that you can see them. It will feel like, until you start doing the work, it will feel like they are intentionally trying to mess with you. They are intentionally poking your wounds and hurting you. But as you begin to move through this process, through this journey, and you understand more about that, you will be able to start noticing that what they are doing is illuminating things. They're not causing this problem in you. They are illuminating the wound that is already there so that you can see it and address it. How do you address it? There's the next point of a twin flame journey. It's about personal growth. So how do you address these things that your twin flame is illuminating in you? You have to do the work. You have to do the inner work. You have to look at these wounds and examine them, examine why you're carrying them, and let them go. And that is a difficult process. Let's say your wound is self-esteem. You struggle with seeing yourself in a good space. Maybe you had a difficult childhood with a critical parent who basically made you feel like trash about yourself. So internally, you don't feel very good about yourself. You don't think that you're attractive. You don't think that you're physically attractive. Maybe you self-sabotage by eating foods you know that you shouldn't, or not taking care of yourself the way that you should. Maybe along with that self-esteem, you struggle with self-love and self-care and being able to take care of yourself and do the things that make you feel good, because someone told you that that was laziness or selfishness or however they've labeled that. So let's say you hold that, okay? You hold those kind of wounds. Well, your twin flame is going to be a part of scenarios and situations that are going to irritate that wound, that are going to make your self-esteem feel like trash. But they're not doing it. It is not their actions. Well, it is. Everybody has free will. Everybody gets to decide what they do and what they don't do. That's the whole thing as well, but we'll get into that in a minute. The thing is, they're going to illuminate those things in you. And its purpose is for you to see it, not to blame them for hurting you, but to see that there is a hurt that is there, and to let go of the hurt. So we've talked about this before many times in this show. If you are new to the show, check out some of the back episodes. If you are a returning guest, you'll probably know this for sure. We've talked about this many times. In the book, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, he talks about the wounds that you hold as being thorns in your heart. And to avoid that wound being touched and being hurt, you construct these elaborate constructions, things to avoid people hurting them. So that might be, you're not allowed to talk about my weight. You're not allowed to talk about my eating habits. You're not allowed to comment on things. You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to. Control. The control. When you are trying to control your partner and make them do certain things, it's to avoid the pain that you are experiencing because they said or did something that touched that thorn and you went, ow. So because you went, ow, you were like, I don't want to feel that. So it's your fault I felt that. And I'm going to hold you responsible for the pain I'm experiencing because you touched the thing, you triggered the thing that caused the pain. And so you deflect that onto your twin flame. But your twin flame's purpose is to show you that there is a wound there. There is a thorn there. It is not their job to avoid touching the thorn. In fact, it's kind of their job to repeatedly touch the thorn because, again, they are a mirror for you. So they're going to highlight the wounds that you are carrying, and they're going to highlight those wounds for you so that you can start processing them and letting them go. The thing about the healing path is no one can do it for you. You have to decide to work through it. You have to decide to let it go. You have to decide to find the root cause of whatever it is that has caused that pain for you You have to make the decision to work through it. No one can do that for you. You will have to make that choice. So your twin flame is going to highlight the areas of pain that you have. Let's give another example. An abandonment wound. Let's say you have an abandonment wound. And we've talked about this before. These wounds come from your childhood. Yes, yes, I know everybody wants to blame things on childhood. But if we understand development, during your childhood is when your brain was developing, when your understanding of the world was created, when your understanding of your place in that world was created, your coping skills, your ability to deal with things, your nervous system's development. If you were in an environment that was high stress, then your nervous system was created in a high stress, high alert environment, which created a nervous system that is heavily attuned to high stress, high alert environments, which will put you in a state of always being keyed up and prepared for an emergency, because that is how your nervous system was developed. You can change that, but this is where you have to understand that it does come from childhood. So let's go back to our abandonment wound, okay? Let's go back to a child whose parents were not there for them, didn't recognize who they were. Again, we've talked about this particular wound multiple times. There is a tarot reading that I've put out that talked about that as well. And understanding that, let's say you were a latchkey kid. Let's say you were a kid whose parents were not home and you came home to an empty house, and you might have spent many hours in a home without an adult present, without an adult to guide you, without guidance, without connection, without bonding, without love. Okay. So they abandoned you emotionally. Not maybe physically. If you are someone who has been in the system, then you're also dealing with an abandonment wound from a physical, not feeling wanted, not feeling needed, not feeling valued, not feeling appreciated, not feeling loved. All of those things would have come from the programming that happened in your childhood. So if you have an abandonment wound, okay, your twin flame is going to be a part of scenarios where they talk about leaving you. Maybe they actually do leave you. They abandon you, right? Because their purpose is to reflect to you where you are holding wounding that needs to be healed. So they will be a part of scenarios that show you that thing that you're trying to avoid. So if you have a fear of abandonment and a wound of abandonment because of that type of childhood, your twin flame is going to threaten to leave you. Your twin flame is going to be a part of situations where they abandon you. It is not because they don't love you. It is not because they're trying to hurt you. They are highlighting in you the area where you are abandoning yourself. Ooh, I said it. We're now at the next point of the purpose of a twin flame. When they reflect to you, the thing in you that you need to heal, the reason that it hurts is because it's what you're doing to yourself. It is the thing that you need to give to yourself. So let's go back to the abandonment wound, okay? If you have an abandonment wound and your twin flame is a part of your situation and threatens to leave you or keeps you feeling unstable, because you feel like they could just decide to leave at any minute. And so you're always like, oh, are they going to stay? Are they going to leave? Are they going to stay? Are they gonna leave? And stressed out over it. Okay. Where inside you are you not sticking around for you? Where are you abandoning yourself? When you need you to speak up for yourself, when you need you to be there in your corner, when you need you to back you, where is it that you're not doing that? Right? Because what's the opposite of abandonment? Being there for someone. if you're not abandoning someone, you're being there for them, right? You're there for them. You're there. They know that you've got their back. You're connected. You're loyal. You're there. They know they can depend on you. So if your twin flame is showing you that they're abandoning you, where are you not being there for you? Where are you showing yourself that you don't have your own back? Do you have your back? Are you supporting you? Are you there for you? Are you there for yourself to advocate for your needs and your wants? Are you speaking up for your needs being met? Where are you not doing that? And it's for yourself. Where are you not meeting your needs? Because this is the thing, again, we talk about this multiple times, as within, so without. So if you are looking for someone to validate you on the outside, it's because you are not giving that on the inside. When you are validating yourself, when you are loving yourself, when you know your own worth, when you know your own value, when you know all those things about yourself, you will no longer require that from outside of you. In fact, when outside of you gives you that, they might as well be commenting on a tree or the sky or the growing grass or some random thing that's not even important, because it will not hold the same zhuzh that it did when you required it from outside of you. So again, when your twin flame is not acting in a way that you want them to, not giving you the love and connection and support that you want them to, where are you not giving yourself that love, connection, and support that you need? Ooh, I know it's frustrating. Okay, I get it. I refused to watch videos on twin flame mirroring exercise. I saw it and the universe kept cycling it through to me, and I was seeing it pop up in multiple sources randomly. Call it algorithm, don't care, doesn't matter. And I knew, because I kept seeing it, excuse me, my nose is randomly itchy right now. I don't know why. I knew that I needed to see it, but I kept trying to avoid it. And then the universe gave it to me in a different way, and it wasn't nearly as scary as I thought it would be, but it is still the point, okay? I didn't want to know it. I didn't want to see it, because I kept thinking, how is it possible that my twin is a mirror for me? That these things that my twin is doing that is causing me pain, the things that are causing me suffering and agony and just feeling like trash, how could that possibly be something I'm doing? How could that possibly be something I'm doing to myself? That's something my twin is doing. I'm not in control of them. I don't get to decide what they do. So how could it possibly be that the way that I can control the misery and despair and horrible things that I'm experiencing is through my own doing? I believe that the only option was when my twin was treating me in ways that caused me pain, that I was just supposed to be submissive and permissive, allow that to happen, allow myself to experience that, or to leave. Those were the options I would come up with, to just roll over and take it, or to leave. And those were places where I was doing that to myself, where I was rolling over and accepting people treating me in a way that I do not care for and I do not want and do not accept, but I would allow it. And I was also moving into the space of just allowing it and saying, okay, fine, you can treat, but I was abandoning myself. When I'm not speaking up for myself and supporting myself and treating myself the way that I should be treating myself or the way that I would treat a friend, when I'm not doing that, that I'm totally abandoning myself. And when I'm being permissive and saying, yes, you can treat me that way because this relationship matters more to me and I'll go ahead and let you treat me that way and it's all right, without holding accountability, I'm not holding myself accountable either. Because I wouldn't let anyone else talk to me or treat me that way. But I would allow my twin flame to do that because I thought that that was the only way to retain the relationship or to leave. Those were the two choices I was coming up with. But again, it's a reflection of how you are on the inside. So, as we've talked about before, when it comes down to when you're abandoning yourself, how not to, it's boundaries. If there's a way that someone is treating you that you are not okay with, that's where you need to speak up on your own and advocate for yourself and say, you may not speak to me this way. You may not treat me this way. If you do, here's what I'm going to do. And when I finally made the decision to set a boundary with my twin, to say, I will not accept that, that was me standing up for myself. That was me advocating for myself. That was me supporting myself. That was me being there for myself. That was me knowing my value and my worth and speaking up in confidence for what I wanted and how I expected others to treat me. And did it cause upset? For a little bit. Yeah. But it also had upset inside me because I was uncomfortable with setting that boundary. I had a very challenging time setting that boundary because I also hold a fear of abandonment. And as a people pleaser, I allowed people to treat me poorly because I didn't want to risk losing the relationship. I feared that if I spoke up for myself, that they would punish me. Because in my childhood, when I spoke up for myself, I was punished. So again, we cycle it back. It is part of your childhood conditioning because I believed that if I spoke up for myself and advocated for myself, I would be punished for it because that is how things went in my childhood. So I retained that. As my twin shows me these things and I heal through them, it makes our relationship stronger, better. As we each highlight these things in each other, that we each, which is two sides of the same coin. My twin has an abandonment wound as well, but it comes from a more external source, which makes sense, being the divine masculine. And as identifying myself as the divine feminine, my abandonment wounds were more emotional and mental, that the adults in my life that I wanted to be there for me weren't. My caregivers, my main parental figures, were not emotionally there for me. And I didn't develop that. So I was looking for my twin flame to be emotionally there for me. And while your twin flame will be that, you have to be there first. Your twin is going to mirror you. So if you are not giving it to you, they are not giving it to you. And when you start giving it to yourself, they will too. Again, I know it is frustrating, but every single mirror exercise, if you look it up, if you YouTube it, okay, if you look up twin flames mirror exercise, they will all say the same thing. And I am telling you, I am watching it happen in my life in real time, and it is true. When I start giving those things to myself, my twin flame begins to mirror it back to me and starts behaving and giving me those things too. As long as I was waiting for him to give it to me, when I was not giving it to me, he would not give it to me. But when I learn to give it to myself, it's coming in spades. It's coming in spades, and it's the most miraculous, amazing thing, but it had to be me giving it to me first, because they cannot mirror something that you are not doing. A mirror only reflects. So if you're looking for your twin flame to give certain things to you, you have to check first, are you giving it to you? If you don't know how, check out more of this channel. That's what I do here, is I share things that have come along on my journey as I've looked at my wounds and learned about them and healed through them. I have been sharing that content on this show from the very beginning. Tools, mindfulness, journaling, all that good stuff. I've been sharing that from the very beginning. So if you are still trying to figure out how to heal through those wounds, check out some of my other content. You can click on the link. You can check through my YouTube channel, my podcast. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all podcast platforms. I'm on YouTube. You can check out my Instagram and my Facebook, where I also share, I will share reels and things like that that I've created on there as well. It's what I do. That's what this show is about. It's what I do. Okay. I healed this stuff in myself. And I want to see other people heal it in themselves too. I want to see other people let go of these things. So it's like I always say, keep letting go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, greatest, and most authentic self. Until next time, fellow humans, love and light.